come on, DJ. Play something good for once. Kendrick Lamar just dropped the greatest diss track in history. And you're playing dubstep? I swear, I am one generic techno song away from marching up there, kicking him out, and plugging my phone into the speakers. Ugh. I should go get a drink and cool off. I was waiting for a good song to come on to get drunk and dance like it's nobody's business, but apparently that isn't going to happen. Now where is the alcohol table? I swear if all they have is White Claw, just like the last party we went to, I'm straight up walking out. Let's see what they have. Huh? Oh, hey you. What's up? I lost track of you. Are you having a good time? Yeah. I can tell. I mean, jeez. I haven't seen you this drunk since. Like, ever. How many drinks have you had? I lost count, huh? So, is that why all that's left in this cooler is Diet Coke and Mountain Dew? No, it's fine. I'm just glad you're having a good time. Oh, well, it's not our house, so we don't have to clean that up. Do you even know who the host is? Yeah, me neither. You're ready to go home. Oh man, but I was going to dance to the 100th trashy EDM track in a row. Oh, relax. I'm kidding. Come on. Let's head out. Looks like you had your fill. Oh, don't worry about me. Hey, if anything, it's good that you drank up all the alcohol. So, now we don't have to wait for one of us to sober up to drive home. Jeez. Dark first. When we got here, it was barely sunset. I guess that EDM was keeping me more occupied than I thought. Well, that was mildly entertaining, I suppose. And seeing you thus drunk was probably the best part of the night. How do you feel? Better? You're still a little out of it. But you're starting to act more like your normal self, I guess. be cute, honestly. Now, where did all this glitter come from? Did they have a glitter machine in there or something? That's so annoying. Who even likes glitter? I thought everyone stopped liking glitter after, like, they turned to six. And they were playing that stupid music. That was, like, a really lame party. Hey, I didn't have anything against EDM. It's just, you know, when you play track after track all in a row, they all start to sound the same. Oh, I know you like it. Listen, whatever you choose to listen to, I'll at least tolerate it. I mean, you listen to my music all the time, so it's only that. You listen to EDM because it's easy to dance to. Well, I guess that's true. It's pretty easy to just kinda sway to the beat with an EDM song. So it would be pretty less intimidating for people who just wanna get on the dance floor and not be judged, you know? I mean, not that I judge anyone who gets on the dance floor. I'm no ballerina myself. Oh, stop. I'm not that good. Better than your average person, maybe. But not by that much. I just don't really care about what people think of me when they watch me, so it's easy for me to just move how I want to. No way. You were dancing tonight. You actually got so drunk that you started dancing at an actual party. In front of actual people. Okay. Now I regret not sticking with you. I want to see that so badly. I'll find a way to see you dancing somehow. If it's the last thing I do, mister. You say that now, but I have my methods to get what I want from you. You're ready to get out now. Wait, hold on. Let me just get a towel. Here you go, babe. Yeah, it's pink. What? Do you want me to go all the way back to the linen closet to get another color? Yeah, you're such a big baby. You know that. Come on, let's get you into bed. There you are. Now let's tuck you in. Nice and cozy. You think? I I'm gonna have to keep an eye on you the next time we go out on a party. Just how much alcohol did you take in? Oh, you got caught up in a drinking game. Classic mistake. Well, did you at least win? Hey, that's my baby. Oh, I mean, bad boy. You should never get peer pressured into over-consuming alcohol. But good job, I guess. Your stomach hurts still. Oh, but baby, I'm sorry. Yeah, look. While the bath was filling up, I made you some hot water with a little bit of flavor. You know, so it's not too boring. Whenever you drink too much, it's important to stay hydrated, so I took it upon myself to help you with that. I know, I'm the best girlfriend ever. You don't need to say it. Here, let me pour you a glass. I put some cucumber and a little bit of melon in here. And some light, mild flavors that wouldn't upset your stomach. The fact that it's warm should help soothe your stomach, too. I know, right? Fancy. Just like being in a spa. Here you are, my love. How is it? Good. Oh, yeah? Let me pour a bit for myself. It's not bad. It's pretty relaxing, actually. You know, now that I'm seeing you lay in bed, I'm actually getting pretty tired myself. It feels good to lay down. Taking care of you is such hard work. I'm beat. I'm just kidding. I mean, only half kidding. It is hard work sometimes. But I wouldn't have it any other way. Because I love you. You know what? I'm also pretty tired because I ran into that weirdo from work at that party. I didn't want to spoil the mood by acting all up in arms in the middle of a party, but she was really annoying. Yeah, that one. The one who got the whole office to buy me an ice cream cake for my birthday, even though I'm lactose intolerant. I mean, she freaking knew. She had to have known. We literally have a non-dairy creamer in the break room with my name on it. Like, how could she have not known? Anyway, as soon as I ran into her, I was trying to be nice. Not because I wanted to be, but because I didn't want to make myself look like a jerk in front of everybody, you know? She wanted to show her boyfriend off to me for some reason, which was weird. I mean, he seemed like a nice guy, but it was so obvious that he was supremely uncomfortable. With her, I mean, he was like looking around, trying to find an excuse to just leave. Poor guy. I hope you find someone better. So, I was on a mission. I was looking for you to try and say, like, hey, I have a boyfriend too. But she was making fun of me, saying that she didn't believe me. And, ugh, her face was just so annoying. You know, the kind of face that you look at and it just instantly puts you in a bad mood. Yeah, she has, like, the epitome of that face. Like, it's just a perfect representation of that kind of face that it should be put in a museum or something. Right next to the Mona Lisa. You know what I'm talking about, right, babe? Night, baby. I love you.